It's Jeremy Dieter, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner. Welcome to my Money Manifesto for Monday, the 13th of October, 2014. This month, we're looking at the second stage of our financial planning process, which is Utopia, which is all about working out where you want to get to from where you are now. It's often referred to in financial planning terms as goals, but I don't think that's actually quite the right phrase, and I'll tell you why in a minute or so. I want to say why it's important, though, that we have goals. Obviously, goals give you a sense of direction. If you know where you are now and you know where you want to get to, you can plot a route to get there, and that's fine. You know where you're going. More importantly, though, goals give you energy. They give you vigor. They give you a sense of purpose. They make you realize what life is all about, what you're on this planet for. And they are really, really energizing. And that, I think, is the thing about goals that most people don't appreciate. When you actually have proper goals, you know where you are going and you find yourself energized to get there. And that's why this utopia phase of building your own financial and life plan is so important. It is going to give you the motivation and the energy to get where you want to be. It's going to give you the energy and the motivation, the intelligence, if you want, to overcome the obstacles which are bound to get in your way in achieving these goals. As I said earlier, I don't think the word goals is really quite appropriate. It's not appropriate for something that could be so big as bringing up the children, for instance. I prefer a phrase that comes from the human resources industry: goals, values and interests. And what I want to do over the next 3 weeks of next 3 Mondays of October is talk about each of these in turn. As I said, even the word goals is not really quite right. It implies something far too rigid, far too short-term, and something to say far too fixed for something so important as, say, bringing up the children. I prefer to use a phrase coined by Professor Brian Little. He talks about your own personal projects, and importantly, he talks about your core personal projects and your secondary or non-core personal projects. And these are something much bigger than just goals. So core personal projects could, for instance, include bringing up the children, making the home, working for a charity, your own personal development and further education, running your own business, looking after mum and dad. Those are big things. They're more than just goals. They're personal projects. Within each, they may have their own objectives and things you want to achieve, of course. I was trying not to say the word own goals there. And yes, you may need to set certain targets, but these become something bigger than just goals in their own right. They are personal projects, big things which you need to accomplish and deal with in your life. A non-core or secondary personal projects could be things like learning the piano, walking the Pennine Way. In financial planning terms, of course, it's very important to identify your core personal projects and your secondary personal projects. That's because it will enable you to allocate your resources appropriately to achieving those personal projects. However, it's not actually always easy to identify and define personal projects, and often it's even more difficult, if you have defined them, to prioritize them and to decide whether they're core or secondary. For someone, a personal project of walking the Pennine Way, for instance, could be a core project. It's something that's really important, something you really want to do. And for dear old Mr. Wainwright, who almost pioneered the Pennine Way, it was a major personal project, a core personal project. But others may see it as being something really quite secondary, not significantly life-changing or even life-challenging. So it depends on your perspective as to whether something is going to be a core or a secondary personal project. I think what's more important is that the process of defining your own personal projects is creative in its own right. The process of naming a project and possibly even naming those secondary or sub-projects is creative and it's energizing. And in actual naming terms, to name something is to create something. And if you create something, that is an achievement in its own right, and it is energizing, and it becomes your own personal baby and something which you can take forward with energy. So naming a project, defining a project, actually brings it to life. And indeed, you can argue that the real importance of this whole utopia phase of the financial planning process is that it's bringing life to life. That's it from me for this week. Next week, as I say, we'll look at values. In the meantime, have a very, very good week. Take care and go well.